Coalition forces have found 3,000 chemical suits at a hospital used as a paramilitary headquarters near the Iraqi town of Nasiriyah. The report is raising concerns at coalition headquarters in Qatar that Iraq may be planning to use chemical weapons as it seeks to stop an allied advance toward Baghdad. U.S. Army Brigadier General Vince Brooks, briefing reporters Wednesday at coalition headquarters, said U.S. Marines gained control of a hospital that was being used by Iraqi paramilitaries.
Within the hospital, there were 200 weapons, Iraqi military uniforms, one tank, 3,000 chemical protective suits, and nerve agent antidote injectors.
General Brooks says finding such equipment is a sign that the Iraqis are still committed to using weapons of mass destruction.
We remain convinced that this regime has not only the means, but also the will to use weapons of mass destruction. What we found last night inside of that hospital reinforces our concern in that regard. The danger does increase, we believe, as we approach Baghdad, but we are well prepared to deal with the potential use of chemical weapons.
General Brooks says U.S. forces are equipped with both detection and protection gear, and that U.S. troops have been inoculated against biological agents such as anthrax and smallpox. The general says the Marines captured 170 Iraqi irregulars who were using the hospital as a staging area for attacks on U.S. forces. As U.S. forces move towards Baghdad, Iraqi forces have reverted to guerrilla warfare tactics. Coalition officers say many are wearing civilian clothes or using civilians to screen themselves from allied forces.
We've seen irregulars marching people in the street in front of them as they fire on coalition forces. We've seen buses following tank columns that empty out and have people with weapons engaging in combat.
Coalition officers say buses and trucks packed with explosives have tried on several occasions to ram advancing U.S. armored units and succeeded in putting two tanks out of operation. Iraq says 15 people were killed and 30 wounded when a bomb or missile landed in a residential area of Baghdad Wednesday. General Brooks says U.S. forces do not know at this point whether U.S. aircraft made a targeting mistake. But under questioning by reporters, he said U.S. forces are investigating the incident.
When we have something like that, we will go back and examine flight paths, weapons release, what the circumstances were, and try to determine whether or not we had an impact on something like that. Right now, we simply don't know.
General Brooks also says the coalition is holding more than 4,000 Iraqi prisoners of war. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Doha.